In a scheduling and happenstance quirk, the Victoria Royals have swept the Tri-City Americans two seasons running heading into the Christmas break. But that's the only similarity between the two situations. Last season, the Royals went into the break at 7-2-3-3 and 10 points adrift a playoff position, and it only got worse in the new year. This season they are going into the break at the 2nd of December 20 and are 16 points to the good of a postseason berth as the most improved team in the Western Hockey League. The Rising Royals, who have already surpassed by 3 games their entire win total of 17 from past season, have won 6 of their last 7 games and 20 of their last 30 after beginning the season 0-4. The rebound began under former head coach Dan Price and has continued under new bench boss James Patrick following an awkward and strangely timed coaching change when the Royals were 8-7-1. "We just want to build off of this. I feel that our confidence has grown," said Patrick, in the media scrum following the second of 2 victories over the Americans on the weekend. "There has been a lot of growth. It's going to take the same kind of effort in the second half to keep this going." And the P-word is actually being mentioned after 3 years of postseason darkness on Blanchard Street. "A big part of our group haven't seen playoff action. Our goal is to get there and do something special," said Patrick, who last season led the regular season champion Winnipeg Ice to the WHL playoff final against the Seattle Thunderbirds. "We know every game, every 2 points, is so vital. The games now all count at the end. I can't say enough about our players' resiliency, the no quit. It's shown in our come-from-behind victories. We've bought in." The Royals were poised to pop this season after missing the playoffs the past 2 seasons and finishing dead last in the league in the bubble season before that. But only modestly, as this group had done so much losing, the ceiling was considered low even as they became older. Most pundits had them fighting for the 7th or 8th playoff berths this season. Nobody had them pegged tied for 4th in the Western Conference, where they are at the break. It is an amalgam of the team Price put together, bolstered with some astute moves from the new management group led by GM Joey Polyanovsky and assistant GM Jake Heisinger. They quickly moved to put their own stamp on the team by jettisoning Canada U18 players and Price-era veterans Braden Schuurman and Callum Parker, the latter an NHL draft pick of the Minnesota Wild, Teague Patton and Carter Daronevsky, while adding the likes of Dawson Pasternak and Ben Riesch in trade moves that paid immediate dividends. The combination of eras is most evident in the Royals' productive second line, which features rookie center Cole Reschany, selected by then-GM Price 3rd overall in the first round of the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft, between Polyanovsky-Heisinger acquisitions Pasternak and Riesch. You can look at Cole Reschany, ranked for the second round of the 2025 NHL Draft, as a very high-end prospect. The chemistry between him and Dawson Pasternak and Ben Riesch has created as a real formidable line for us, said Patrick. The past 2 wins, a sweep of the Americans, were without Robin Sapusek and Kasper Haugen Evensen, who are in Sweden for the 2024 World Junior Championship Tournament with Czechia and Norway, respectively. Sapusek is 3rd in Royals points with 32 behind Tanner Scott's 35 and Pasternak's 34, with Reschany and holdover defenseman Nate Miskie also in the top 5 with 28 points each. Scott, Pasternak and Sapusek lead the team with 13 goals each, with Riesinhi on 12 and Riesch 11. Veteran Matthew Hodgson has replaced Sapusek at center between Scott and Reggie Newman on Victoria's top line until after the World Juniors. All 4 are Price-era throwbacks. "Last year I was part of a team that didn't finish too high in the standings, and year before that, too. All the guys who are left here through that, like me, have been thinking about turning it around and making the playoffs," said Scott. "There's a sense of maturity from the older guys who have been here for a while and established a hard-working mentality. This season we have come out strong and want to keep it going." The Royals will return to play after the break on December 27 against the Vancouver Giants at the Langley Events Center, and on December 28 against the Wild in Wenatchee, Washington, before returning to Save on Foods Memorial Center to meet the Edmonton Oil Kings on December 30 and Calgary Hitmen on January 1. Ice Chips. The WHL is represented by 8 players on the Canadian team at the IIHF 2024 World Junior Championship Tournament beginning Boxing Day in Gothenburg, Sweden. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.